Danel misses court-imposed deadline to pay salaries. State arms manufacturer Danel has missed a court-imposed deadline to pay all staff their outstanding salaries, pension contributions, insurance, and other outstanding payments. Since May, some staff have received as little as 20% of their salary, with others getting up to 60% of salaries in June and July. Most medical aid payments and all pension, life insurance, and other amounts have not been paid for the past 3 months. Unions WASA and Solidarity took the state-owned enterprise, SOE, to court after a two-week arbitration process broke down. On Tuesday, Labor Court Judge Andre Venter ordered the munitions manufacturer to make payment in full by Friday, saying it had breached the most fundamental obligation of an employer in an employment relationship. Danel wrote to the unions and asked for an extension to August 14. The union's view is no further postponement is acceptable, said Helgard Kronja, Solidarity Sector Coordinator for Defense and Aviation. Danel, one of the many embroiled in allegations of state capture, has yet to emerge from a turnaround strategy that included cutting 1 billion rand in costs, selling non-core assets, and seeking international strategic partners with the approval of the government. The business is in a dire financial position and is facing liquidity challenges. In 2019, it received a 1.8 billion rand recapitalization from the government, and in 2020-2021 it was allocated a further 576 million rand. Danel said on Friday that it is trying to find the money and has requested more time due to stringent time frames, but the judgment is being taken seriously. It said the government and the Danel board are relentlessly working to resolve the short-term challenges the company is currently facing. Danel remains committed to meeting its obligations and to ensuring it is able to honor the judgment at the earliest opportunity.